Okay, so last week, yesterday, we were talking about the Gemara's Mechad, the Isib Eine, Lesib Eine. That the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, according to Rav Shimon, why do we need a pasuk for of that they not allowed to be Mechabal for the Venus Menachim? If you're Mechabal Achai, it's a Dover Gemara Mamma, it doesn't need a pasuk. We need the pasuk of Lay, we need the Drosh of Lay Matze. The Kash, by the way, the Kash not on the pasuk itself. Why did the pasuk have to say lo yimotze? I need lo yimotze for other things, for bal yatmin. Some of the kashes on the brisa, but the brisa seems to say that if it said lechor, the brisa seems to say that lo yimotze is a drasha to tell me that you're not allowed to be mekabel pikdainis. In some cases, you're not allowed to be mekabel pikdainis min hanochem. Yochel yikabel pikdainis min hanochem. The brisa yochel yikabel pikdainis min hanochem. Tamad lo yimotze. What do you mean yochel yikabel pikdainis min hanochem? We're talking about Kabbalah Sachayis. So if it's Kabbalah Sachayis, that's Mamish Lecha. So my answer is that did that Kiyom Reb Shimon by when it's only Kiyom, when did Reb Shimon say Dovah Reb Mamon is Kimom and only when it's Lesa Be'ene. But here it's Isa Be'ene, so Reb Shimon didn't say. So yesterday, we walked through, there's two problems. First of all, there's a problem in Sfar. What's the Sfar? The way the Rishonim, the Ramban, in Xulus and other Yishayim and Mamas, but the idea of Dovah Gev L'Momen is that you're not being Tavei the Hezek. If you're being Tavei the Hezek, that's Garmi, you're Tavei the Hezek. If you'll be Tavei the Hezek, so I would understand. You only have a Tfiyah on the Hezek after the Hezek happened. You can't be Tavei Hezek that hasn't happened yet. But that's not Dovah Gev L'Momen. Dovah Gev L'Momen is that you're not Tavei the Hezek. The Shoritz, the thing itself, the Behem itself, the Chometz itself, the thing that's Tavei Gev L'Momen is considered to be yours since it's a Gerim L'mamon. Since if it'll get lost, I'll have a Hefzib. So it's considered to be that it's my Mamonis. It's a Dover Gerim L'mamon is Kimom Adami. And now I'm not Tavei the Hezek. I'm Tavei the Chayf itself. Now is mine. I could be Tavei Kefil if somebody steals it. So what's the difference if the Hezek happened yet or not? But the thing is mine because if it'll be Nizek, I'll be Nivsat. So that should make it mine. So what's the why is there in Svara, why should there be a difference between Isabani and Lesabani? And then secondly, we ask the Ksais has the Kashan from the Gemara. The Gemara is head in Kufiyat based. Talks about an Irani Dachas, and you have a Korban, Shechaya, Becher, Yusui. And the Gemara says that according to B'Shim, Dovah Gerim L'Momen is Kimom Adami, so it has a din of Shlala, and it has to be destroyed. Because Dovah Gerim L'Momen is Kimom Adami, but it's Isa Be'ini. The things are walking around. So yesterday, we walked through a Mahalach from Chaim Moizer, and Ev Chaim, and Ev Elchonon. They all say basically the same idea that the difference between that the difference between Isabene and Lesabene is that the definition of a Gerim L'Momen is that I have a chayv and this chayv is I'm holding it in fulfillment of that chayv. So that gives it the status of Momen. So I have a chayv. Pre-existing chayv, and this chayfetz could be used to satisfy the chayv. So that's called Dovah Gerim L'Momen. But if this chayfetz is useful to me, if I'll ever have a chayv in the future, but right now there's no chayv, it's a good insurance policy in case I'll ever have a chayv, I'll have this chayfetz, that's not called Dovah Gerim L'Momen. That's not a kismalei mois. So therefore, that's the chilek between Isa Be'ene and Lesa Be'ene, if the gneiva didn't happen yet. So yeah, one day there might be a gneiva, and I might be chayyeh the shomer. I'm the shomer. Let's say it might be nigna or never. And if it'll be nigna, when it'll be nigna or never, then I'm going to have a chayv to the bialim. And then this pikkudim would have been useful for me to have the pikkudim. Of course, it never actually happens because when I have the chayv, I won't have the pikkudim. When I have the pikkudim, I don't have the chayv. Yeah, nechadami. That's why it can never happen. But be'etzem kozman and kozman the pikkudim is be'en. I don't have any chiyuv to the bialim. If I don't have any chiyuv to the bialim, then you can't say I'm holding the pikkudim against the chiyuv. Or this is the pikkudim that I'm holding in fulfillment of the chiyuv. There's no chiyuv yet. So that's when the Gemara says, Isi Be'ini, there's no such thing as a Dovah Gerim L'Momen. But by a carbon, where the chayv existed before the carbon was ever designated, he said, Harei Alai. So there was a pre-existing chayv. And then he takes the behema and he's makdish it in order to satisfy the chayv. So that doesn't matter if it's isi be'ene. I don't care if it's isi be'ene. The point is not the isi be'ene and the lesa be'ene literally. The point is isi be'ene means there's already a chayv. by a korban shechayv achriyus, so that is the chayv. There's the chayv of arei alai, the chayv of meneda. And he's holding the korban to satisfy that chayv. So that's the dovah gaim umam. In fact, it's easy bein, it's irrelevant. So Mel's got the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about a korban. That's how they're masbir. And Rav Chaim used to explain a Yerushalmi, which we walked through yesterday. I'm not going to go through that again. So at the end of the shiur, I said the Mahalach is beautiful. Mahalach is beautiful, and Rav Chaim Taka uses it to explain the Yerushalmi, and explains that now I understand the Svara. Everything's good, but it's not Rashi, because Rashi says Beferish and Agamar. That the distinction between Issa Beni and Lesa Beni was said in regard to a carbon. That when Reb Shimon said that Kodshim Shechayev Bachayusim is a Dovagar Mamamad Kimamad Dhamma, and Yechayev, the Ganav is Chayev to pay Kefil to the Bala carbon because it's Lesa Beni, because it was stolen. So when it was, but when it's Issa Beni, it's not called Dovagar Mamamad, even by a carbon. So you see that Rashi didn't have this understanding. Then Hatha Kushil Duchta. Number one was the Svar. And number two, what's the sort of Issa Beni and Lesa Beni? What's the difference? If it's a kiss molly mice, it's a kiss molly mice. Number two, what do you do with the Ksaisa Kasha? What do you do with the Moran Sanhedrin? So the Chayyur actually going to have to say a different Hezbollah. Maybe it's a different Hezbollah than a Dovah Gaim Umamah. Different Havon and Dorot and Dovah Gaim Umamah. The word itself, the Svar itself of Achon already says. Achon says, a new Hezbollah and Dovah Gaim Umamah. No, the Hezbollah that we've been saying up till now, Rav Chaim Moshe, Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim himself, before he says this other Hezbollah, the Hezbollah is Dovah Gaim Umamah, like the Ramban, it's a Kismolim Moshe. The Ramban doesn't use those words, but other Shem have that expression, Kismolim Moshe. The Chayfetz itself, the Chayfetz has a Shavios. Right. Since this Chayfetz, if it'll be lost, I'll have a Hefset. Or after Rav Chaim Moshe and Rav Chaim, we have to say it a little bit differently. Since this chayfetz is helping me to satisfy a chayv, so there's a real chayv, and the chayfetz is helping me to satisfy it, so it's a kiss molly mois. And a kiss molly mois, it's a kiss molly mois. So that's why it's a dove, so that's called dove again, the moment, it's kimomen dummy. Yesterday I wanted to add a condition, you have to have a kinyan in it, otherwise not my kiss. Well, Chana says a different word. But besides after this one, Chana has suggested another direction. He says that the Rishonim say in the beginning of the Machgid that you could sell a behemoth. Let's say I have a behemoth. So we know you could own something for some things and not for others. For example, you could buy a dekel to pay Reisov. Then I don't own the dekel for everything else, but I have I own the dekel, the inyan that the Paris belong to me. It's not that I own the Paris. It's not a future like in the stock market. You have futures. And halacha, you can't buy futures. No, I own the dekel. But I only own the dekel in the Paris. So Rishonim discuss, but there are Rishonim who hold that just like that you can own a behemoth, the inyan that is really stolen, the kefil will go to you. Because the owner of the behemoth, I'm not the owner of the behemoth. Somebody else owns the behemoth. But the owner of the behemoth is makna to me, the behemoth, le'inyin, that if it will ever be a kefil for this behemoth, I'll be the owner of the behemoth for the kefil. You're not selling the kefil. Kefil is dovish le'ba le'olam. You're selling the behemoth, le'inyin, the kefil. So the Chana says, maybe dover ha'goyim le'momen is al derech zeh. You own the chayfetz. Let's say a korban, shechayi b'achar yusay. So, well, I have no mamas in it. Why is it not mine? In some ways, it is my mekor to Reuven, v'hashto to Reuven. For the kator, it's still my behema. But but I don't have a din moment in the behema. Why don't I have a din moment in the behema? Because there's nothing I can do with this behema. What do I have from the behema? I can't eat it. I can't shecht it. I can't be nene from it. I can't do anything except for having a kapar. There's nothing else I can do. So I don't have a din moment in this behema. Says Rav Chanan, maybe the idea of Dovarim Lomamin is that I can be a bailim in the behema, le'inyin, that if it'll be nizik, I'll be able to tevei lehezik. I own the behema le'inyin the hezik. Since if this behema will be damaged, I'll have a hefsid. That's true. If the carbon is nevad, I'll have a hefsid. I'm going to be out because I'm going to have to bring a different carbon. It was already a light. Or I'm a shomer, and if the pikodin is nifsad, I'm going to have a hefsid. So I own the, so you, we could look at it that even though if for other things I don't have any useful ownership of the pikodin, because it's not my pikodin. Let's say a pikodin is easier. Let's say a pikodin. Not my pikodin. The pikodin belongs to the bailam. Yeah, I have the Rabbeinu Chananel says I have a certain kinyan in it, but I don't have any involvement in this pikodin. It's not my pikodin. The pikodin belongs to somebody else. But since it'll be nifsad, I'll have a hefsid. If it'll be nevad or nignav, I, the shomer, will have a hefsid because I have a chayis. So Rav Shimon holds, that's the chiddush of Dovah Shabbat Leilam, that's a kind of bailus in the chayfas. I have a bailus in the pikodim, le'inyin, that I could be tevei the hezek. But it's a bigger chiddush than owning something for kefil. Because when you own something for kefil, the real bailum sold it to you for kefil. So the real Bailam sort of sliced off the ownership of the kefil and he gave it to you. So fine, that's a bailus. Over here, the Baal HaPikodin didn't give the shomer bailus to be tevei the hezek. The shomer is getting this out of thin air. Since the fact is that he was mekabel achrayis, and the achrayis means that it will be nifsad, so he'll have a hefsed. So, but that itself. We can look at it and that it creates a bias in the chayfas that you could be tevei the hefsid. And not only can you be tevei the hefsid, but you can even be tevei kefil. Because now you're a bialim in the behemah. So if you're a bialim in the behemah, then kefil is due to you because you're a bialim in the behemah. You're not a bialim for everything, but you're a bialim to the tomb quite a lot, quite actually a substantial amount of money. Because if it's nifsid, you're going to have to pay the whole value of the behemah. You're going to be out the whole value of the behemah. So the hezek is the whole value of the behemah. And I'm a bailim for that. That makes me a bailim in the korban. You know, if you think about it, it's in a way it's the opposite of the normal understanding of Dovah Gremel Mammon. And I think there are the normal understanding of Dovah Gremel Mammon, which is this Kismol Emois understanding, and the Ramban, the language of the Ramban, so there, take a look inside, I remember now the language exactly, but the language of the Ramban is like, yes, is the Pashat Ravon. It starts with the idea that this the Chayfas is valuable to me. Because it's valuable to me, it's mine. Kismol Emois, it's mine. Because it's mine, therefore I can be Tevei the Hezek. This other Mahalach that Rechon is saying the other way around. Since there's a Tfiyas Hezek over here, I have a Hezek that I want to be Tevei, I can be Tevei the Hezek. The fact that I can be Tevei the Hezek, Reb Shimon is Mechadish, that the fact that if this thing is Nifsar, I can be Tevei the Hezek, makes me a Bailim in the Chayfetz. Because I'm a Bailim in the Chayfetz Le'inyin, that I have something out of the Chayfetz, namely the right, a Tfiyas Hezek. The Tfiyas Hezek that I have, maybe that's a better way to say it. Maybe Rav Chanan says it fancier with this. Maybe a simple way to say it is, where does it start? Because in Dovah Gremel Mammon, Dovah Gremel Mammon means the Chayfetz is mine and I can be Tevei the Hezek. I can be Tevei even the Kefil, but I can certainly be Tevei the Hezek, the Keren and the Kefil too, and the Dalet Vei also, because it's Shimon, Dovah Gremel Mammon. Where does it start? So the yesterday's understanding, the way it's Mashman the Ramban, is that it starts that since the chayfetz has a shot is useful to me, it's useful to me to perei a chayv, so it has a shavis to me. Because it has a shavis to me, I become a bailim. You know, yesterday I ate it, I have to have some kind of kinyan, otherwise it can't just be something in the street that I have to have some from. I have to have a kinyan in it. Maybe, but kach, I have a, it has a shavis to me. It's a kismol emois. Because it's a kis moly mois to me, therefore it's mine. Because it's mine, I can be tovei the hezek. Again, it starts with the fact that I'm going to have a hefset. Because I'm going to have a hefset, if the chayfis is destroyed or stolen, I will have a hefset. That makes it mine. Because to me, it's valuable to people. I want to have it. I want it. Its existence is valuable to me. Its loss is a loss to me. So it makes it mine. Once it's mine, then if somebody damages it, I can go and be tovei. Not only for the keren, but for the kefil too. So it starts with the fact that it's mine because it has a shavius to me. Therefore, I can be tovei the hezek. Well, Chanan is suggesting that maybe it works the other way around. Maybe it starts with the fact that if it gets destroyed, I have a hezek. I can be tovei that hezek. That's a hezek that I have. I can go to you and say, look, you destroyed this behemoth. Now I'm out of $1,000 after replace the behemoth. I have a tfias hezek. The tfias hezek makes it that we can now look at me as a bialim linyan tfias hezek. And once I'm a bialim linyan tfias hezek, I can even run you the kefil because I'm a bialim of the behemoth linyan tfias hezek. But it starts with the tfias hezek. Right, you're asking, not every tfias hezek makes me a bialim. Yeah, it might still be useful to say yesterday, my addendum from yesterday, that it's always cases where I have some kind of kinyan in the chayfas. It's never cases of just, comments in the street. It's cases where I have some kind of kinyan, not a moment's to get kinyan, but I have some kind of kinyan. I'm a shomer, I'm chayv and shmira, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, or I'm a ganev, I have kinyan egneva. I have some kind of framework that we can fill with meaning. I have a kinyan in the chayfas, but it's not a dini momentus. But since that also, if it's damaged, I have a hezek, so I can be tevei the hezek. I mean, maybe to be tevei the hezek, I don't even have to be bad. Maybe I can be tevei the hezek possibly with garmi. We'll talk in a second. But I can be tevei the hezek. Since I can be tevei the hezek, there's two ways to say it. It's like blank effort. Since I can be tevei the hezek, I'm a bialim, and since I'm a bialim in tevei the hezek, and since I'm a bialim in tevei the hezek, therefore I could be tevei the hezek. Maybe stama can be tevei the hezek because it's garmi. But it starts with the tefias. It's two different flavors of this word that I'm saying. I've been saying it is it starts with the tefias hezek. Because I have a tefias hezek, so therefore the chayfetz becomes mine. And once the chayfetz is mine, I can even mum the kefil. I can even be tevei the kefil. You're asking me, how do I have a tefias hezek? If it's not mine, where's the tefias hezek? The one answer is garmi. Maybe Rav Shimon holds like Rav Meir, that these don't need a garmi. Or at least somebody similar to Rav Meir. Or maybe you could say it's chalke echod. Since maybe to be tevei the hezek, I need to be a bialim. But since there's such a thing as a bialis lin tevias the hezek, so the fact that I'm nizik makes me able to be. It makes more sense because I have a pre-existing kinyan. Because I have a pre-existing kinyan, which we need to give a momentistic meaning, well, it has a momentistic meaning because I'm nizik if the thing is husuk. So I have a tfias hezek, and therefore we can look at my kinyan as a bialis when it's tfias hezek, which therefore gives me standing to be able to be tvei the hezek. Kacha kacha, we can play with it. I don't want to make it more complicated before we see where we're headed. The details we can fine tune later. Rav Chanan doesn't say the following, but I want to be raised with something. Maybe this will also bring out the point. Let's go back to the Gemara in Ksuvos. And that, the Ramban is Ksuvos Lamed Daled. So what's the Gemara over there in Ksuvos Lamed Daled? Elu Nairis. It's the Gemara I once learned in, I once said Shiran in Shir. The Gemara says that Rav Meir said that if you have a shor haniskel, a shomer is watching a shor. That's a shor. A shomer is watching a shor, not a shor. A nice shor. And then the shomer, he wasn't watching, didn't watch it carefully. But, and it went out and it became a shor haniskel. It went and killed somebody. Now it's a shor haniskel and Basin's going to put it to death. Then somebody else came along and stole it. A ganav came along and stole the shor from the shomer. So Meir says the ganav has to pay kefil or dalav hay to the shomer. So the shomer says, why does he have to pay to the shomer? The shomer is not the bialim. And you shouldn't have to pay the bialim either, because it's yisur yanoi. You stole something that's also yanoi. It doesn't have any value. So A, it has no value. B, it doesn't belong to the shomer. It's like doubly shomer. You're paying for something, the shomer has no value, and it doesn't belong to the shomer altogether. And all of a sudden, you're paying the shomer kefil. What is that? So the Gemara explains that it may hold two things. First of all, he holds that the shomer, who is pesheya, and has to pay for the shomer, if Beis Din kills the shomer has to pay for it, because it's his pshia that it became a shomer niskel. But Kozman, the shomer is alive, the shomer can just give it back to the Baal and say, Reisha Chalufanach. So therefore, this shomer is not worth anything to the Baal, but it's worth a lot of money to the shomer. Because this is how he's going to satisfy his chiyuv to pay for his pshia. And number two, Rameh holds like a pshimin, the Dov HaGoyim L'mamim Kimal Adami. So therefore, this pshar is, this shar niskel is a Dov HaGoyim L'mamim for the shomer, and Yechayim. You have to pay kefil for the shomer. So Tosfos asks the kasha. In fact, Tosfos, why is he going to have to say that Rameh holds like a pshimin? Rameh himself is Dan Dina Degami. We know in Kol HaTerukula, Rameh is Dan Dina Degami. So what if to come out, Rameh happens to hold like a Pshimon? Rameh holds like a mayor. He's Dan Dina Degami. This is a Garmi. You're Mazik the Shor. By being Mazik the Shor, the Shomer now is, you cause the Shomer a Hefsa. So it was on this Kasha that the Ramban said his Yisoid that we've been talking about the whole time. We started off the discussion where the Ramban explains that it's apples and oranges. Dina de Garmi means you tevei the hefsid. Soyev shtaroyshev shel chaveirov. You burned my shtaroys, I have IOUs, they're worth a lot of money to me, you burnt them up. I can be tevei you, not the shtar itself. The shtar itself is paper, it's just a few pennies. I can be tevei you the money that I'm out because I can't collect my debts. That's Dina de Garmi. But that's not Machayev Kefil. If you steal my shtar, so you're mafsid me the hezek. There's a hezek here. I'm out money from my pocket. So you have to pay me dina de gamim. You have to pay me the keren because you're a mazik. But there's no it's all the mazik. It's not. But it's not a gneva. You're not a gneva on the money out of that's. You cost me money in my pocket. But the shtar, that's not what you. There's no maisa gneva in that. The maisa gneva was on the shtar. The shtar was worth a few pennies. Dover hagoyim lemamin, means that the behemoth, the shor niskel itself, is a kiss molly mois for the shomer, and he's being toveya not the chayv, the money that he's out of his pocket. He's being toveya the shor itself, because the shor itself has value to him. So the shor itself is considered to be something that has value, and if you steal it, it has value, and somehow belongs to that value belongs to the shomer, and if you steal it, then you stole from him something valuable. What's the difference if it's valuable to the whole world or it's valuable to him? The shor niskel is valuable to him. So you stole from him a shor niskel that's valuable, and it's valuable to him. And somehow that makes him into a bialim too. Somehow it makes him into a bialim, maybe because it's a pre-existing kinyan, like we've been talking about. And that's called the dover gaim l'mamim. Tosfos says the same kasha. What does Gemara have to say? A mayor holds like a shimon. The Gemara should say a mayor holds like a mayor. He's dan din regami. But interesting, in Tosfos is not in such a hurry to say this chiluk. Tosfos first says a different teretz. It's a different teretz. And then Tosfos says, "V'oid yesh loymar," that it's not mefurish anywhere if a mayor holds that you're chayiv kefil. A mayor only said you're chayiv keren. Maybe a mayor only holds you're chayiv keren, but he doesn't say that you're chayiv kefil. Which sounds like that he's sort of alluding to the Ramban. But it's not. But actually, it doesn't really sound like the Ramban. I mean, many people say that the second teretz in Tosfos is like the Ramban. I'm not sure that it even sounds like the Ramban. The feed the Ramban is apples and oranges. The kasha is a klutz kasha. It's like asking, you know, somebody once said to Rav Chaim, you know, a certain Rav said to Rav Chaim that I don't like all of these lamdash chakiris and highfalutin things. I learn everything kipshutoy. So Rav Chaim said, if you learn everything kipshutoy, then you could bring. Afer of an Yoni Dachas to a Shever Brochas and make a Brocha on it because the Gemara calls it Ponim Chadoshes. Ponim Chadoshes Bolog. And Lefida Ramban, the Kash is like, that's what the Kash is like, saying it's like Ponim Chadoshes. It's apples and oranges. Dover, Mammon is a Tfiyas Hezek. And Dovah Goyim L'mom means the thing itself is, it has a Shavius and it's considered to be my mom, and I'm not Tevei the Hezdek, I'm Tevei the Shor HaNiskel itself is considered to be a Kis Molei Mois. It's not much apples and oranges, the Kasha doesn't start. So why? The Taisus starts off with other Terutzim, and even when he gets to this Terutz, the way he says it is, Rameir never said Beferish that he's Chai Mechayev Keif. Rav Shimon said Beferish is Mechayev Keif. So one doesn't want to say it's Rameir L'shitos is Don Din Vigami. Doesn't say anywhere that he said it for Kefil, maybe he only said it for Karen. So Rav Shimon said it for Kefil. That's how you say this Teretz. Rameir has nothing to do with the case. Rameir is talking, Rameir is a different principle altogether. That makes me think that Taisus is talking not on the same page as the Ramban. Taisus is more on the page of Rav Chanan. The Ramban understood that the idea of Dovah Goyim L'mom starts with the fact that it's a kis molei mois. It has shavius, and has shavius to me, to the shomer. This Shor HaNiskel has shavius to the shomer, so that makes it his. It has shavius, the meaning, if it gets destroyed or stolen, I'm out of money. I'm out of a lot of money. It's a hefset for me. That makes me a bailim, because it's for me, it's a kis molei mois. Somehow it's my kis molei mois. That the Ramban doesn't really explain how it becomes my kis molei mois. Somehow it becomes maybe because I have the hefset, it becomes my kis molei mois. And therefore, if something happens to it, I can be tevea. I can be tevea the hezek. I can be tevea the kefil. I can be tevea the gneva. All of the rights flow from the fact that it's mine. That's totally different than dinir gami. It's mamish nothing to do with each other. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban says it's mamish like korbu zelzeh. I think Taisus held more al derech. This other mahalach of Rav Elchanan. Dover Hagayim L'mamid starts with the Tfiyas HaHezek. The main chiddush of Rav Shimon starts that I can be tevei the hezek. That this the shomer on the Shor HaNiskel can be tevei the hezek because he can be tevei the hezek. That makes him a bailam in the chayfetz too. Al derech Rav Elchanan. Once you can be tevei the hezek, so you're a bailam le'inyan Tfiyas HaHezek. So Taisus thought, well, Rameir also thinks you could be Tevei the Hezek. You know, that you could be Tevei the Hezek, Rameir also agrees you could be Tevei the Hezek. Dina Degami. So why do you have to come out to Rav Shimon? Now, Taisus initially thought the main chiddush of Rav Shimon is that you could be Tevei the Hezek. It's only a Gami. It's not a direct Hezek. It's a Gamitic Hezek. Who says you could be Tevei at all? Rav Shimon says you could be Tevei the Hezek. It automatically follows, Taisus thought, that if you could be Tevei the Hezek, then you're a Bailam Linyan Tfiyas Hezek. And then you could be even for Kefil. So Taisus said, well, Rameir also holds you could be Tevei HaHezek. Rameir is not Dina Degami. Dina Degami means you could be Tevei HaHezek. So Rameir is mamish the same as Rav Shimon. So the first Taisus and Taisus is Nechrami, and he has some technical reason why the Gemara didn't answer that. But then Taisus says that maybe it's not Muchuch. Just because Rameir holds you could be Tevei HaHezek, it doesn't necessarily follow that therefore you're a Bailim that you could also be Tevei the Kef. Maybe that's a separate Chiddush. Taisus initially thought, that's not a separate Chiddush. That flows automatically. The main Chiddush of Shem is you could be Tevei the Hezek. And then follows automatically that you're a Bailam and the Tfiyas Hezek. So Taisus and Rameir is the same thing. The second Teretz of Taisus is, that no, Rav Shem is a double Chiddush. Either you could be Tevei the Hezek, and that we know Rameir holds also. But then there's a second Chiddush. Because you could be Tevei the Hezek, you also become a Bailam and the Behemel in your Tfiyas Hezek. That's we can look at that as a separate chiddush, and we don't know if Meir goes along with that. Like Shemano, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. That we don't know. So I think there's a big red line with Dover that Taisus is that you see Machlekes. If you look at the Taisus and the Ramban, it's kind of to see inside. You see, it's very they seem to actually be coming back from very different places. The Ramban's reaction to the Kashu, why didn't the Gemara say that? Why didn't we have to say it's Reb Shimon? Say that it's Meir. The Ramban's reaction is. We got the lawsuit. He says it's like mamish lekobu zelzeh. This is a tzvi on the hezek. This is a violence on the chayfetz. What does one thing have to do with the other? Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus doesn't require like that. Taisus thinks it's a good kasha. If just like you don't have to come out to Reb Shimon, you can go with Rameir. Dina Degami. What do you have to quote Reb Shimon? Rameir holds like Reb Shimon. Rameir holds more than Reb Shimon. He's done Dina Degami. And then in the Oydei Shleimer, Taisus Oydei Shleimer, we don't know for sure what Rameir holds about chayfetz. Rav Shimon talked about Kefil. Rameir didn't talk about Kefil. That's the Teretz. I think Mamish Heimam is over here. I think this is what's going on. That the Ramban understood that the main vort of Dovah Goyim L'mamon, that it starts, the main chiddush of Rav Shimon is that because it's a kis molei mois to you, it has a shavish to you, you're a bailam. And therefore, you could be, and because you're a Bilem, you could be Tamei the Kefil too. That we don't see in Remeir at all. Nothing to do with Remeir. Taisus holds that the main vort of Reb Shimon is that you could be Tamei a Hezek, even though it's an indirect Hezek. You could be Tamei the Hezek. Once you could be Tamei the Hezek, the fact that you could be Tamei the Hezek makes you a Bilem in Tfias Hezek. And now you're a Bilem on the Kefis. Taisus Lechatkila thought that the main Chiddush is the first part. The other part is the Dol Poshet. So then Remeir would hold the same, then Remeir holds that you could be Damdi Gamil, it wouldn't matter if you hold the same as Reb Shimon. He says later, no, maybe it's two, we can discern here two separate chidushim. That you can be Tanei the Hesek, and that Remeir Taka holds. But the second part, that now you're a Bilem, you can even be Tanei the Kefel, that we don't know if Remeir goes in Mark. So now, taking this further, says Rav Chanan, if we go with this Mahalach, then we can understand the Svara, why it matters if it's Isibene or Lesibene. Lefide Ramban, that was the kash that we began the whole discussion yesterday. Lefide Ramban, that it's a kiss mole mois. So why does it have to be less of Be'ene? And if the carbon is Be'en, say carbon. If the carbon is Be'en, it's even more kiss mole mois. I mean, it's a kiss mole mois. If the carbon is Be'en, it's also kiss mole mois. If it'll get stolen, I'm going to have to bring a different carbon. So it's a kiss mole mois. It doesn't start to become a kiss mole mois when it gets stolen. So what's pshat in the Gemara that Reb Shimon is only talking by less of Be'ene? So you have to say, that's not what it means. It means that there has to be some pre-existing chayiv against which you're holding the chayivs. And by a carbon there is. You don't talk it by carbon, talk it makes a difference if it's isibene or lesibene. By a pikodon, called man, it wasn't stolen, then there is no chayiv. Then it's not called a kismali mois. It's not called a kismali mois because it'll be useful to me in case I'll incur a chayiv later. That's not a kismali mois. Kismali mois has to be useful to me against the chayiv that's already here. But carbon doesn't work in Rashi. Rashi says that even by a carbon, you need isibene. You need less isibene. If you go with Rebbe Chanan's Mahalach, which I think is the Mahalach of Tosfos there in Ksubas, that it starts with Tfias Hezek. The main vort of Reb Shimon is you can be Tavei the Hezek. Because you can be Tavei the Hezek, that makes me a Bilem. The ability to be Tavei the Hezek now makes me a Bilem. So then you could say the Hezek has to happen. When the Hezek happens, I can then be Tevea Hezek. And if I can be Tevea Hezek, I become then I'm a Bilem. But if the Hezek hasn't happened, then there's no Hezek here for me to be Tevea. Till the Hezek happens, there's nothing for me to be Tevea. And since it's a Tfias Hezek that makes me a Bilem. Now, I know there's a little bit of it. I don't think Rav Chanan talks this too. You could ask, what do you mean? I'm a Bilem Linyan if there'll ever be a Hezek. Like by a Bilem Linyan and Linyan Kefal. Yeah, that's so clear. I don't know. You have to. That needs to be thought about. Maybe it has to do by the case of Kefil. First of all, not only Shainim hold, you could do it by Kefil. And even the Shainim hold too, maybe there it's different. Like I said before, the Bailum or Mamash Maktami the Behemoth, the Indian of the Kefil. Here, nobody was Maktami to the Behemoth. So when there's a Tfias Hezek, when there's a Hezek already here, which I have a claim on because of Dina Degami, right? I have a claim on because of Dina Degami, and Rav Shimon also holds from Dina Degami. So, at least, anyway. When there's a Hezek, which I can be Tevea, because I'm Nizek. So the fact that the Torah gives me a right to be Tevea the Hezek, let's say with Din Negami, gives me a Din Mammon in the Chayfetz, and now I become a Bilem in the Chayfetz. But it only happens when there's already a Chayf that the Torah gives me a right to be Tevea. Kol's mind, the Chayf didn't happen. There's nothing here for me Tevea. It's just a dream, maybe. Maybe one day there'll be a Chayf. Right now, there's no chayv. There's nothing for me to be tevea. There's no tfias hezek. So the fact that one day there might be a tfias hezek. Again, remember, by the pikkudim, the bilem weren't makted to me any rights. It's the Torah is giving me the rights. Since I'm out money, since I have a hezek, and let's say Reb Shimon holds similar to Remeir, that he's dan dina degami. The Gemara says beferish in Baba Kama. But Reb Shimon is similar to Remeir. Reb Shimon is dan din gami, and Reb Shimon is also dan din gami. Remeir just says that Reb Shimon didn't say it by a shtar. A shtar is not kufi moment. Maybe that far Reb Shimon wouldn't go. But Reb Shimon is similar to Remeir. There is a din gami element in it. So when the chayiv happens, I have a right to be tevei the hezek. When the hezek happens, I have a right. The shomer, let's say, has a right to be tevei, or the bala korban has a right to be tevei the hezek. since he has a right to be today the Hezek, so now all of a sudden he has a, now that in the fine tuning, there's different, there's many ways to say this. I'm not quite sure what's the right way exactly. But somehow, when there's a tefiyas hezek, so the fact that I can be today the hezek, Rab Shimon holds, we don't know if a mayor holds this way. That's the thesis. In Ksubis, we don't know what mayor holds about this. But Rab Shimon holds that since I can be today the hezek, that comes from the hefset of this behemoth, so I become a bailam and the behemoth in the tefiyas hezek. Yeah, it's you know. I want to see the chesed adover. Exactly how we're going to work it out, and exactly the sort. Maybe it's connected to the fact that I do have a kinyan in the pikkudim. There is some kin, like the rabbeinu Hananel. So there is some kind of kinyan that I have in the pikkudim that I can fill with content, but it has no content. It has no momentistic content. But once it becomes a hezek, and I give you today the hezek that comes from the hefset of the chayfets, then maybe my kinyan in the chayfets gets a momentistic content. So I become it. That makes me into a bailam. We could say it in different discourse, but the main thing that Yanenu I want to bring out is that Lefi Taisung Suvas, I think it's true. It's Meduyik and Taisung Suvas, that it starts with the Tfiyas Hezek. The Tfiyas Hezek makes me a Bailam. And that's what Rav Chanan says also. That's Rav Chanan's idea, that the Tfiyas Hezek makes me a Bailam. I'm a Bailam Lin in Tfiyas Hezek. Whether the Dimian to being a Bailam for Kefil is exactly a good Dimian or not exactly a good Dimian, what it says in Rav Shimon is a Chiddush that the Tfiyas Hezek makes me into a Bailam. Maybe it's nothing to do with being an owner and the kefil. Maybe it's a chiddush that only Rav Shimon has, that the tefiyas, that if I can be teveya, if I have a hezek from the hefset of the chayfetz, and I can be teveya that hezek, then the tefiyas, the hezek that I have from the hefset of the chayfetz, since I'm nifsed al yedei the hefset of the chayfetz, and the Torah gave me a right to be teveya that hefset, that makes me a bailam in the chayfetz. Mm-hmm. To me, it's less important, maybe later on, there's work to do in sanding it down. To me, it's less important to get down that fine-tuning, but to see the general... The tzuras of the shmeisa, that it works in the opposite direction than for the Ramban. For the Ramban, the direction is I'm a bailam, therefore I can be tevei the hezek. Lefi Taisus, I think it's meduyik that I can be tevei the hezek, therefore I'm a bailam. That's why Taisus thinks that a mayor is already a mayor automatically also kab shimon, because a mayor is dan din gamim, it means I can be tevei the hezek. If I can be tevei the hezek, then automatically I'm a bailam. Taisus mechadish in the second teretz that maybe that becoming a bailam through the tefiyas hezek, maybe that's a separate chiddush in Reb Shimon that we don't know if a mayor goes along. Akaponim, if that's true, so then I understand that even by a carbon, there's no hezek until the carbon is stolen. So there's no tefiyas hezek. So here's where it diverges. If you go with the Ramban's havana, that it's a kiss molly mois. So then, so what does it mean, isibene and lesibene? Isibene and lesibene means it's only a kiss molly mois if there's a pre-existing chayv. Well, by a carbon, there is a pre-existing chayv. The harei alai, I have the chayv of the nether. So there's a pre-existing chayv. I'm holding the carbon to fulfill a pre-existing chayv. It's a kiss molly mois. So by a carbon, it doesn't make sense to be mechalek between the isibene and lesibene. It only makes sense by a pikodon, where there's no chayv until it's nenas, or until it's nignaf. But if you go with this mahalach of this other new mahalach of Rav Chanan, which I think is the mahalach of Taisus and Ksuvas, so then it starts with the Tfiyas HaHezek. Till the Tfiyas HaHezek, then there's nothing to make me a bailam. Once there's a hezek, and I can be tevei the hezek, because Rav Shimon is like sort of like a mayor, he's done a kind of dina de gami, so I can be tevei the hezek, then the Tfiyas HaHezek that the Torah allows me to be tevei, for the hefset of a chayfetz, that let's say I have a kinyan in, if you want to use that terminology, that makes me into a bailam. So that could be by a carbon also. Till the carbon, I said I lie, but I don't have a tefiyas hezek till somebody comes and steals the carbon. When somebody steals the carbon, now there's a hezek that I can be today. It's the tefiyas hezek that makes me into a bailam, and that's the chiluk from isibane and lesibane. Okay, damage, there's more to say along these lines, but I think it's enough for we already burst out of the confines of the sugi in Pesachim. So I think we're gonna stop here with the sugi. We're gonna go back there in the Gemara. Yeah, you want to say something? What? Oh, right. So, right. Good question. But what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin by Yoni Dachas? What about the Gemara in Sanhedrin by Yoni Dachas? Then we're stuck. Because the source is kasha. The Gemara Sanhedrin says by Irani Dachas, you have a carbon and it's called shlala here. Carbon shechai by chiusin according to Abshimon is called shlala. It's isibene. So in the first mahalach yesterday we had a chaybaiser of chay by a carbon. There's no distinction between isibene and lesibene. Yeah, but today we're busy. We're going Rashi. Rashi says there is a chilek between isibene and lesibene by a carbon too. And we're saying a whole hezbir with the Rabbanan, with the Taisus and Ksuvus. We're saying a hezbir. There has to be a hezek in order to meet that I can be teveya to make me into a bayil. So what's going to be with Shlala? What are you going to do with Gemara Sanhedrin? Yeah. Well, so this is like what I heard from Rabbi Aryeh Beiser, who became Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I heard it in the recording. That he said he wanted to say, what all this Rav Chanan and Rav Chaimaiser, all this right? And the Klafilis Ma'achin of Rav Chanan is sure, what do you do with the words in heaven? So he wanted to say that maybe since the Nidin is to destroy the carbon, Azan Adonim, so when we'll destroy the carbon, it'll be less of Enik. So then it'll become Shlala. Meaning right now it's not Shlala, it's Shal Shamay. Because it's Isibene, there's no hefsa, there's nothing to make this Russia in the Irani Dachas who has this carbon, there's nothing to make it his because it belongs to Gavoya. But since we're going to destroy the carbon, Azan Adonim, we want to destroy the carbon. When we'll destroy the carbon, it'll become his because it'll have a hefsa. And since it'll become his, he'll have a Tvias Hezek. When we burn the carbon, he'll have a Tvias Hezek. So maybe that will make him into a Bible. Yeah, why should we burn the carbon? We're going to burn the carbon, and by burning the carbon, we're going to make it into shlala. Don't burn the carbon, and it won't be shlala. We don't have to burn it. Also, it's not so clear to me that he'll have a tvias hezek. The Torah says that we have to burn the carbon, and I'm not even sure that he has a tvias hezek. He can't actually take us to base him for burning his property. The Torah said that that's the din. So he has a tvias hezek on us. The Gomel of Chalim is a tvias hezek that makes him the bialim. So that's not called a hezek. Burning the people, the Anshigar and Idachas don't have a tvias hezek on Beis Din. Beis Din are doing what the Torah has prescribed. Yes, so that's a problem. What do you do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? How does that seem with this Isimene and Lesabene? The only thing I was thinking is that maybe you could say that the Lishna Kamen Agamara doesn't hold from the Chiluk. The Lishna Kamen Agamara says that the Lefir of Shimon it's good. Lefir of Shimon it's good. The Pasuk is telling me of Shimon's din a daughter of Mama. So there's a problem. So why do I need a Pasuk? I don't know. That's a problem in Pshat. But nonetheless, the Maisa Gemara says Lefir of Shimon it's good because it's a daughter of Mama. Why is it a daughter of Mama? It's Isabene. Like it says in Lishna Basra. So maybe Nechnami, maybe the two Lashonim is a Cholik. The first Lashon holds that even if it's Isi Be'enei, the fact that theoretically if it'll ever be Nizek, I'll be able to be Tevei Nezek, that's also enough to make me into a Bailam. And maybe the Gemara in Sanhedrin is going like this to come. Maybe that's a cop-out, but maybe that's what we'll have to say. Yeah. What? He only said what?
Rashi in the comments said that the connection to Korbanos said that the Mishnah.
Yeah, I mean, Rav Shimon is talking about the original Rav Shimon. The original case of Rav Shimon that the Gemara always is using is by Korban. Yeah, I don't know. I don't better than that. I don't know. Okay, comment. There's really I have more to say, but maybe I'll stick into the notes. Not that much more, but I think we'll stop here. I think that's enough. We have two. The sidest that Hamur we call it now, the sidest to take away is that, broadly speaking, is that we have two mahalchim in Dovah Gaim Umamim. What's that Dovah Gaim Umamim from Umamim Dovah? The Ramban is mashma, Dovah Gaim Umamim means it starts with the fact that since I have a hefsid, it's a kism alim mois, I'm a bailim. Because I'm a bailim, I can then be teveya, I can be teveya, kerem and kefil, I can be teveya. It starts with my being a bailim. Because I'm a bailim, therefore I have a tefil. And Taisus is the Chayyim Mashma, when the fact that Taisus asks, why have to come out to Reb Shimon? Reb Meir has done the Nigami already. And Tais doesn't right away answer like the Ramban that it's apples and oranges. And Tais never even says that it's apples and oranges. Just in the first teretz, he says another teretz, and then in the second teretz, he says, well, maybe Reb Meir doesn't think it could be Tevei the Kev. I think that's mashma like Reb Chanan has as the other Mahalachan of Reb Chanan, that the Dovah Reb Maman doesn't mean it's mine, it's a kiss moly mois, therefore I can be Tevei the Hezek. It means I have a right to be Tevei the Hezek, because Dina de Gami. Me'ein, Reb Shimon is a kind of Dina de Gami. That I can be Tevei the Gremus Maman. And because I can be Tevei the Gremus Maman, that Schuz Tvi itself makes me a Bailim in the Chavitz. And therefore, Tosfos thinks that the Fira Meir should follow suit. The Meir is done Dina de Gami, so the Fira Meir should also be a Bailim in the Chavitz. Anybody who's done Dina de Gami, that the hezek that comes out of this chayfetz, I could be tevea, should hold that you're therefore a bialim in the chayfetz. So that's the tumah. That's I think it's machlekes taisus in the Rambam. So it affects how to understand the distinction of the Gemara between isabena and lesabena. If you learn like the Ramban that it's a kismole mois, so what does it mean isabena and lesabena? And if it's isabena, it's not a kismole mois. It's also kismole mois. So then I'll have to say like a chayim moizer, like a chayim, like a machanis first mahalach. That what the Gemara means is that there has to be a pre-existing chayv for it to be a kismole mois. If there's no chayv here, if the chayv didn't happen yet, against which I'm holding the chayv that makes this carbon valuable to me, if that chayv doesn't exist in the world, then the carbon's not valuable to me yet. Or the pikon is not valuable to me yet. So first there has to be a chayv. The fact that there's a chayv then makes this into a kismole mois. So that's a distinction by a pikon. Calls mind that because when it's here, there's no chayv. The achrayis only kicks in when it's nenas or when it's nignah. So then there's a distinction before the oynis happened. It's not a kismolei mois. It's only after the oynis or the gneida happened that it becomes a kismolei mois. But that's only true by a pikodin. By a carbon, it won't be true, because by a carbon there's always a pre-existing chayv of arayalai. And in a chenami, that's Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim. That's what Rav Chaim is and Rav Chaim. They say that's the answer for the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There, it's a carbon. By a carbon, there's talking no distinction between. But the Gemara by Yerni Dachas, there's talking no distinction between Isibene and Blessibene. But it's not Rashi. So Rashi will hold like the other Mahalach, which now we're saying is I think Tosis holds, which is that the Mahalach of that the Vart of Dom Agam Lamam, it's not that it's a Kismole Mois, but that there's a Tvias Hezek, and the Tvias Hezek makes me a Bailim. And there's only a Tvias Hezek after the Hezek happens. That's what the Gemara means by that. That's pshat in the distinction of Isibene and Lesibene. Lesibene means I need it to be stolen because then there's a Hezek that I can be Tevea. Now that I can be Tevea the Hezek, that makes me into a Bailim. That's the idea of Dovah Gram and Mamma. Because the Pikodim wasn't stolen yet, there was no Hezek. There's nothing for me to be Tevea. There's nothing for me to be Tevea. If there's nothing for me to be Tevea, so there's nothing to make me a Bailim. I'm just a Shomer. Why am I a Bailim? It's only when it gets stolen and all of a sudden I have a tree on somebody for the Gneva. The fact that I have a tree on people for the Gneva, and we can Tevea them, the heft that came out of the Gneva, that's what makes me into a Bailim. So Dovah Gram and Mamon Kimamon is only after the Hezek. And that distinction could be just as true by a carbon. There may be a pre-existing Chayv, but the Hezek is only after somebody goes in and steals the carbon. Then I have a Hezek. I can be Tevea that Hezek, that makes me a Bailim in the carbon. And that's Rashi, that even by a carbon there's a chiluk between Isibene and Lesibene, but then we have the Ksosis Kashim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Maybe that Gemara is like the Lushna Kama. That's the whole big picture. And then we had a whole discussion on the side about the Rambam, that Anas is also called the Dovah Gemu Mam. That Anas is also Chayim by Rabbi Matzi. The Achrayis of an Anas also makes me Chayim by Rabbi Matzi. That needed Hezek by itself. The Chayim is not a real Achrayis. Elamai Dovah Gram Lamamon. It's not really a Dovah Gram Lamamon either. Like, why is that a Dovah Gram Lamamon? So we were done. Maybe it is a Dovah Gram Lamamon. We would see it. So I have a Hefsi. Maybe that's called a Dovah Gram Lamamon. I said, why can't I be a Dovah? Why can't Chomus in the street be a Dovah Gram Lamamon? If a Mafia guy tells me, watch the Chomus in the street, so why can't I also be everybody? I'm also going to be everybody, Rabbi Mafsi. That's also called Dovah Gram Lamamon. So we said, no, maybe it's different. Maybe to be a Dovah Gram Lamamon, I have to have a kinyan in it. It has to be a Mayrishus. And then we can give it meaning by saying that it's a Dovah Gram. We can give that in a Mamonistic meaning if you have it, if it's a Dovah Gram, a Gram Lamamon. Whatever Hasbara you want to go, Kismale Mois, Tfias Hezek, whatever it is, but it has to be something that I have a kinyan in, otherwise it can't become mine. Comments in the street, it can't become mine. I have no kinyan in it. comes that I'm a shomer on, like Rabbi Nachmanides says, that I have a kinyan in. So that could become mine. What makes it mine? Dover Gremel moment. What's that under the Dover Gremel moment? We have to do Malcolm. Yeah. Okay. Guess it's that's a big heck of. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll come back to Earth a little bit and go by the Numa.
Thank you, Abby.